This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the, hey Marge, did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Running a growing business means getting the insights you need wherever you are. With Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the United States. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/ifanboy, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/ifanboy now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/ifanboy. This is iFanboy Booksplode, Avengers West Coast Vision Quest. California's been good to me. Hope it don't fall into the sea. Sometimes you got to trust yourself. It ain't like anywhere else. It ain't like anywhere else. Hello, welcome to iFanboy Booksplode. My name is Connor Kilpatrick. I'm here with Josh Flanagan.
Hey, Connor.
And we are here talking about Avengers West Coast Vision Quest on our Booksplode show, unlocked by the patrons over at patreon.com/ifanboy. The Booksplode show is a bi-monthly show where Josh and I will take a look at a collected edition, an original graphic novel. Anything larger than a regular comic book is eligible for the Booksplode show. And this month, we're very excited to be talking about a book closer to our hearts than we probably realized before reading this.
I think that's clear.
Originally, the idea was, and there'll be spoilers for this book that came out many, many years ago, WandaVision was hugely popular, and we thought, let's talk about a book in which some of the story was pulled from, where they got their inspiration for some of WandaVision. And it turned out to be prescient on many levels, which we'll get to in a second. Avengers West Coast Vision Quest. The collection was published in May 2015, and it includes West Coast Avengers 42 to 46, and then the newly renamed Avengers West Coast 47 to 50.
That's very specific.
The first 8 issues of John Byrne's run. He did only 7 more issues. I don't know why they just didn't do the whole collection of John Byrne's run in this particular book.
There's going to be questions about that in general.
But the first issue, the West Coast Avengers 42, came out March 1989, which was our final year of junior high school.
That's my time.
Yes.
That's the most fervent comics indoctrination era for me.
1989 was the first year I started going weekly to the comic store.
Yeah.
I had a pull list. I definitely read all these comics that we're going to talk about. Yeah.
It was the first time that I became aware of a creator whose work I then looked for, and that was John Byrne. You know, I would say that this was before Amazing Spider-Man, or at least similar, but Todd McFarlane was always on that one thing. John Byrne would do other stuff.
He did a lot of things,
And you could go find like old issues of John Byrne stuff. And then, you know, like I got the Phoenix Saga and he, you know, I was like, oh, he drew this, you know, like I'd start to put those things together. And so for 12-year-old Josh to see where 40-year-old Josh is now, you know, that same thing.
28-year-old Josh.
That train has sailed. And then at the same time, it also taught me one other thing, because I remember being in college age, I guess it was probably around the end of college, and John Byrne was going to do, he did do this Spider-Man chapter one thing. And I was like, awesome. He's going to retell the Spider-Man story in his style. And it was terrible. I remember being so disappointed because I was like, oh great. Since I started reading comics again, I haven't seen much of John Byrne. So this will be exciting. And it was terrible. And that's when you sort of learn like John Byrne got a little eccentric in the intervening years, or maybe he always was. We just learned about it.
Well, he's certainly a creator who fell off of the zeitgeist in terms of what he wanted to make or could make was not what people wanted to read. And that's a bummer because I think we're both saying the same thing. I mean, I was thinking about this while I was reading this book, and he is certainly, when you talk about the all-time most important creators in comics, I think he's in the top 10 discussion. But for me, personally, like you talk about the personal most important creators, he's in the top three, at least. And I've never actually ranked them, but he just happened to peak.
You're considering that all time, though. Like, you still consider that. Like,
for me, in terms of my fandom, he peaked, just like you said, when we were the right age, you know. So I started reading comics. You know, John Byrne did all the most important books. He did Superman after Crisis. He did the Legends minis, the first event after Crisis. He did Fantastic Four. She-Hulk was a huge book in the 80s. He did then you went backwards, he did the X-Men run with Chris Claremont, and they did West Coast Avengers. He was always in that 80s.
He did a Namor series around that time.
In the 90s.
That's the only reason I read it, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. When he left.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing right now? I've never used that phrase, but I instantly know what it means. And I think it's interesting because it works two different ways. Some people need to have their social battery charged, and they this is the introvert extrovert thing. And some people, you know, like, they've got enough energy for other people, but then it's time to sort of step away. And, you know, as we get to this part where winter is ending, which, again, it's opposite. I love winter. I don't need it to end. You know, you start getting together with more people, and it can be a little draining on top of every other thing that we all have going on in our lives. I just assume everybody's overburdened, because I think everybody's overburdened. But it can be tough to deal with. And also, one of the things is, like, you can't necessarily understand why you feel that way or why it's making you tired, but it's a real thing. If you think that you could use some help with it, if you could figure out a way to make things better, therapy is a great way to help. It can give you that kind of self-awareness to know how to ride that level just right, so that you feel good, you feel right. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you can give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, which is, again, we've been talking about being busy, right? You got to fit that in. You got a lunch period. You can do it during that time, whichever. That's possible. You fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. I like that. There is no penalty for finding the person who is right for you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/iFanboy today. Get 10% off of your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/iFanboy.